All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let's begin by thanking our sponsors for today's share. To thank our Talmud Torah sponsors for Baruch Hashem, the month of Kislev, Habo Alinu Latova, Sammy and Malka Esterson, for dedicating all the Shiurim and Drashos this month in memory of their parents, Yitzchok Leib ben Aaron HaKohen, Ludwig Stiefel, Sarah Rachel Bas Baruch Avram, Sarah Stiefel, and Hinda Bas Henech Ephraim, Hinda Esterson. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshamas will have an Aliyah and the family a Nechama. We thank our Week of Learning sponsor, Jack Bennett, for dedicating all the Shiurim this week in memory of First Sergeant Rafi Zengvil, who served as an infantry soldier in the Givati Brigade and was killed by Hezbollah in southern Lebanon in January 2000. We thank our Day of Learning sponsors, Dr. Linda Weinberg, Sarah, Ricky, Julia, Rina, and Eve Gratz, to commemorate the Shloshim of beloved husband, father, and Zeda, Dr. Paul Weinberg, Peretz Moshe ben Avram David, Josh and Becca Friedman, for dedicating the Day of Learning today in memory of Josh, his father, Yisrael Yehuda ben Rav Chaim Rafal, and their Daf Yomi sponsors, in the Zechus of Rafua Shalema for Dr. Aviva Weisport, Ruchama Aviva, Bas Shena Gittel, as well as for Rachel Yehudis Bas Tova Gittel, Ruchama Aviva Bas Shein Lachana, and for Rachel Yehudis Bas Tova Gittel. To Daf Yomi sponsors Barry and Rina Dubin, wishing the entire Kiel an abundance of brachas, the dew of the heavens, the fat of the earth, parnasa, health, shalom bayis, shiduchim, children, growth in Torah learning, and the zechus of seeing the coming of Mashiach speedily in our days. What a beautiful, beautiful dedication. Halavai. Their bracha should be niskayim in this coming month. We thank all of our sponsors. So beautiful to have so many sponsors, so many different aspects of life. We thank all of our sponsors for supporting Torah and our Kehila. And Emirat Shalbosa should just be an incredible month, filled with Aliyah, filled with growth, and Emirat Hashem, filled with Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabosai, with that, let us begin. We actually have an incredible daf ahead of us today. Today's daf is Daf Kuf. A lot to do today. We'll see, Emirat Hashem, how much we get through. But we are picking up, so today's daf is 100. We are picking up on Sadik Tesimut Beis 98b. 99b at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ilan Shahaya Mesach al Haaretz. Well, it's an interesting case. You have a tree whose branches extend down to the ground. So the easiest way to perhaps illustrate this would be like a willow tree, like a weeping willow, where the branches extend all the way down to the ground, creating almost like a canopy underneath it. So essentially, under the tree, you have an enclosed area. So what's the halacha? Ilan shayim mesach al gabi aretz, al aretz, im einofo gava min aretz losha tvachim, if the branches reach within three tvachim of the ground, metalplun tachtov, then halacha lemais, you are permitted to go ahead and carry underneath the tree. Shrash of govoam min haaretz. However, I will say, so what about if you have roots? So we'll say that's case number one. So case number one is that halacha lemais, so the trees, it's a picture of this, although I don't think you need all that much imagination for this one. So we'll say, this is picture 352, right? So over here, see, it's interesting. Here, they don't have it, they don't have a willow tree. You can imagine the branches hang down. Here's the regular tree whose branches extend very close to the ground. So halacha lemaisa, it's within three tefachim of the ground. The area is considered to be enclosed. You can carry underneath it. Next case in Mishnah. Shrashav gavah min ha'aretz gimel tefachim. What happens if you have roots? If you have roots that come up from the ground. So if halacha l'maisa, they are more than three tefachim off the ground, so they go to a height of greater than three tefachim, lo yeshiv alehen. One should not go ahead and sit on these branches. On these roots. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says shrashiv gavon, shein ha'anafim nemuchin ela rosha holchin u'magbien l'sar. Fine. So obviously it's the same principle. If the branches extend within three tefachim of the ground, that is called lavud, and therefore the area underneath the tree, the area underneath the branches, is considered to be enclosed, and therefore you could utilize that area. Branches that extend upwards of three tefachim, branches, roots within three tefachim of the ground are considered to be lavud to the ground, therefore you could use them. Above three tefachim, ultimately, again, will be detached from the ground or separate from the ground, and therefore cannot be used. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yehoshua, To which the Gemara says, this area enclosed underneath the branches. So the halacha is you cannot carry within it more than two besas. What the Gemara is saying is like this, that there is a cap on the size of the enclosure from the hanging down branches in which you can carry. It is capped at two besa. So the Gemara says, my time, I don't understand. Why is that? I will say, if you have an area, once an area is enclosed for residential purposes, then halacha lemaisa, you can go ahead and there's no cap on how large of an area you can enclose. So why are we capping the area underneath the tree at two base, top of kof? Mishum dahave dira shetashmisha la'avir. I will say, actually, very interesting idea. Because in this situation, we actually look at this as an enclosure, or as a domicile whose primary usage is not for that which is inside of it, but for that which is outside of it. Now, what does that mean? See, Rabosai, when would this type of quote-unquote enclosure, or what we'll call domicile, when would this be used? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi is Mishum Dahavi Dira Shatashmish La'avir, Eina Ladr Batamid Ela Lehistofeth Ba Shomrei Hasada. So Rabbi said, interestingly enough, this obviously was not a permanent domicile. So who would utilize this for temporary living quarters? The field watchmen. Right, so the field watchmen are people who were responsible for taking care of watching over the fields. So they would go ahead, and when they needed a break or they wanted to relax, they would go inside this enclosed tree area. But Rabbi said, but the goal was that they could be inside there, but still keep an eye on what was happening outside in the field. That's called Dira Shetashmisha La'avir, a domicile whose primary purpose is for that which is outside of it. So in this case over here, the primary usage of this is to be able to look at the field. So any kind of, say, you have Adira Shetashmisha La'avir Imataltlin Ba Yasin Besasayim. You are capped at two Besas. So we'll say, which is another way essentially of saying that if you have a normative residential area or a normative domicile, there is no cap as to the size of the enclosure you can create. It is only when you are dealing with non-typical or atypical domiciles that you are limited to a maximum capacity of two base saw. That's a principle we've seen over and over in Erevin. Next, Sharashav Gava Min Ha'aretz. We'll say, remember again, then Mishnah said, if the roots go above three tefachah from the ground, then you cannot use them. Itmar, Shar She'ilin Abay Min Ha'ala Mishlosha Zok Shlosha. We'll say, what about the following case? What about a situation of a root that extends above three tefachim and then dips back down into three tefachim? Can you use the part of the root which extends into three tefachim? So this is picture 353. So if you're looking at 353, you can see referring over here to the root on the right. So you can see the root extends above three tefachim, that's the dotted yellow line, and then extends down into the three tefachim. So in this situation where the root rises above three tefachim, obviously that part I can't use. But can I use the part of the root which then extends into the three tefachim? So Rabba Amar Mutar L'Shamshin. Rabba says, yes, you can use it. Rav Sheshes Amar Asur L'Shamshin. Rav Sheshes says, you can't use it. Rabba Amar Mutar L'Shtamish Pohen. Rabba says that you're allowed to go ahead and use the root. Why? T'chopachos Migimol Da'ara Aruhu. Because Rabba says, look at the root. The root, the part that you want to use is within three tefachim. Any part, anything about that's within three tefachim is law, but is there, that's considered attached to the ground. So we'll say sitting on that root, which is in three tefachim on the ground, is effectively like what? Like what? Like sitting on the ground itself. So therefore, that's totally mutter. Rav Sheshes Amar Aser. Rav Sheshes says it's Aser Lishtamish Ban Wang, the Chayvan, the Nikach, Iser Ka'asi Asurin. Since at the end of the day, that root, although it is currently dipping below three tefachim, but it comes from a primary root that is above three tefachim, therefore you cannot go ahead and use it. What about the following case? Tadamu kimishunisa. We'll say, what about the case of literally, again, a root? Dam mishunisa means like a mountain. If you look at Rashi, dam mishunisa, kishen sela, it's Rashi 3 lines out from the top, kishen sela kaharze, shemeshupa litzdadin, kach yotzin shrashav kitana mitoch hagdolin, this is still picture 353, but this is the roots on the left. So the imagery is, it's a root that's like a mountain. So you could see what that means is you have a primary root that goes up, and you have secondary roots that kind of branch off of it as well. So what's the status of those types of roots? So the Gemara says, the salkin le'il asur. So again, anything above 3 tefachim will be asur. The nechtan le'tasa isharu. Ultimately, again, the ones that go below 3 tefachim, ultimately, again, will be okay. Litzdadin, what about litzdadin, the size of what's in that? What does that mean? Look at Rashi, litzdadin. Shrashim ha-ketanim ha-yotzi mitoch gova shal gidolim umatin la-aretz l'soch gimel. What about, Rabbi Osai, the smaller offshoots of the larger branches? So the larger branches themselves extend above 3, right? But l'maisi, you have an offshoot that's within 3. What's the status of those branches? Plotid rabba rav sheshes. So we'll say, that's the same machlokis rabba rav sheshes. So we'll say, the machlokis rabba rav sheshes is in general, whenever you have a smaller branch that comes as a result, or that is an offshoot of a larger branch. So the larger branch goes above 3, the smaller branch goes below 3. It's the same case as the branch that goes up and then dips back down. That's going to be, so the part we'll call it the dip, right, the part of that branch that extends within 3, that's the machlokis rabba and rav sheshes. V'chein anigra, v'chein b'keren zavis. And I both say the same is in the case of the anigra. So I both say ultimately, again, this is picture, you can see this is picture 354. So we'll say this is actually the picture of a tree within like a channel, like a little stream of water. So the machlokis in this particular case between Rabba and Rav Sheshes would be, where do you measure the base of the tree from? Do you measure the base of the tree from the waterline, or do you measure the base of the tree ultimately, again, from where the ground starts? And again, obviously, the nafkamina between that is, where do you begin to measure lemala miyud, or, I'm sorry, where do you begin to measure gimel or pachos mi gimel? So to, again, Karen Zavis, we'll say that, well, is there a picture for that? No picture of that in here. Karen Zavis will say is the case of a tree that's kind of built into the corner, or to say a tree that finds itself, yeah, built into the corner of a wall. So where do you measure gimel in that situation from? Do you measure it from the top of the wall, or do you measure it from the base of the tree? So these are all the same machloksim between Rabba and Rav Sheshes. Hahu dikla, dahavu la Abai. Suppose an interesting case. Abai had a palm tree. Vahav salik bi'ipuma. Now, this is actually an interesting case. Look at Rashi. Ha'asalik bi'puma. B'soch ha'bayis ha'yomid. The palm tree actually was situated inside of the house. Va'ole derech pi'aruba l'mala min agak pachus migimel. So we'll say, if you can imagine, the palm tree was situated in the house, and there was like a skylight, an opening in the roof for the palm tree to go out. The palm tree extended above the roof line less than gimel tfachin. So we'll say, this is picture 355. So he's got a palm tree in his house, palm tree opening in the roof, skylight. The palm tree extends over the top of the roof less than 3 tefachim. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, Asa came to Rabbi Yosef. So he came before Rabbi Yosef to inquire about the status of the palm tree. V'sharlei. And Rabbi Yosef ultimately, again, permitted him to go ahead and utilize the palm tree. Now, what is Milki Rashi? The Sharlei. De'inon yirem in agag gimol afilu be'echem etzadav. So we'll say, apparently, Rabbi Yosef looked at the permissibility of the use of the tree in terms of its height above the roof. That's where we begin to count. That which is in the house is in the house. And as long as the part that extended above the roof was pachos migimol, therefore the tree was usable. Amar Rav Acha bar Tachlifa, the Sharlecha, Kirab b'Sharlecha. By the way, that which Rav Yosef allowed you to go ahead and use the tree is because he paskined like Rabba. Both remember again, Rabba was the opinion who says that if, going back to the beginning case, if you have a root that extends above 3 and dips back down, Rabba said you could use the part that dips back down, because essentially we look at that part of the root, we don't look at the rest of the root. So too, again, Rabba really only examines the tree in terms of the part that extended above the roof line. And since it extended pachos migimel, therefore it's considered to be lovod to the roof, and therefore the tree is usable. To which we'll say, first wide line, kuf amud aleph. To which the Gemara says, pshita, okay, meaning what's the chiddush there? Of course, that, yeah, he's passing like Rabba. Ma'u detema, what would you have said? Afilu l'rav sheish has beisa kiman de malidami, v'lishtamish mipachos migimel samuch l'gad. You might have thought to say that even Rav Sheshes would agree in this case. Because maybe even Rav Sheshes would agree that a home is generally considered to be fully filled in, right? We look at a home as if it's mali. We've seen this concept before, so we've actually seen it legabe tuma is where this comes up. That we look at home as if it's filled in, and therefore I will say again, imagine for a moment we view this tree as being in a filled in home, and imagine you just view it as one big thick piece of earth. And therefore, really what we begin to look at with the tree is the part that extends above the roof. And as long as it extends less than Gimel Tvachim above the roof, you're good to go. Kamash Molano. Kamash Rabbo said that this would still be a machlokes between Rabbah and Rav Sheshes. In other words, Rabbo say Rabbah looking at the part of the tree that extends above the roof, Rav Sheshes really looking at the actual base of the tree inside of the home. Okay, so Tanan, Shrashav Gavon, Mina Aretz Gimel Tvachim, but say if you have roots that are above 3 Tvachim of the ground, Lo Yeshev Alehen, you should not sit upon them. Say, Hechi Dami, so we'll say, what's the case? So the Gemara says, what's the case? Idlo Hadri Kipi Pshita. So we'll say, if the roots don't extend back downwards, then ultimately, again, it makes sense. That's obvious. So you can't utilize those roots anyway. So the Gemara says, even Rabbi say, rather, what seems to be the novelty? The novelty seems to be that even if the roots extend back down, pachos migimel, you still can't use them. To which the Gemara says, the olam de lo hadri kipi, we're really talking about, ultimately, again, a case of where the roots don't extend back downwards. V'hakamash malon, and it's teaching us that even though halacha lemaisa, one side of the root is parallel or level to the ground, halacha lemaisa, you still can't use it. So we'll say what comes out over here, halacha lemaisa, says the Gemara, is Mishnah teaches us a klal. The klal is if the roots go above 3 tefachim, you can't use them. Below 3 tefachim, you can use them. What happens? Again, I will say it's really all the same case. What happens if the root goes above Gimel and then back into Gimel? That's the machlokas, Rabbah and Rav Sheshes. Rabbah telling me it's mutter, because again, we look at the end of the day, it goes back within Gimel. As long as it's within Gimel, you could use it. Rav Sheshes saying no. No. We'll say, what are they really arguing about? Do you look at a sectional piece of the root and say, as long as the section is within 3 tefachim, you could use it? Or do we look at the root as one entity? And therefore, we'll say, if any part of it is lamala bin gimel, you can't use it. So Rabbi says, we look at the section you want to use. If the section you want to use is besoch gimel, fine. If it's lamala bin gimel, you can't use it. Rav Sheshes says, no, we have to look at the root as a whole. Fine, turn Rabbanon. Shar she'ilan she'gavam min ha'aretz gimel tvachim, o she'ish chalal tachtein gimel tvachim. So listen to this case. I have roots of a tree that extend above the earth 3 tefachim, or for that matter, again, sheish chadal tachtayen gimel tefachim, or Rabbo say, or there's an opening beneath them of 3 tefachim. Afa pi shetzido echad shavad aretz, even though, again, one side of the root is equal or parallel to the ground, harizelo yeshev alehen. You should not go ahead and utilize them. Why? The fi she'in olin bi'ilan, because Rabbo say, in Shabbos, we do not go up in a tree. Ve'in nitlan bi'ilon. We do not go ahead and hang stuff in a tree. Ve'in nishanin bi'ilon. And we do not lean on a tree on Shabbos. Okay, so we'll say, so ultimately again, so now interestingly enough, what the Gemara is saying over here is that roots that are, what's the problem, we'll say, with using a root? I mean, we know this right from Mishnah, but here the Gemara spells it out. What's the problem with using a root that is lamala megimel tefachim? What is that called? That's not called a root. Well, it's called a root, but what is it called if it's lamala megimel? It's called a tree. It's called a tree. And halacha lemaisa, you're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. You can't sit in a tree. You can't go up a tree. You can't lean on a tree. You can't hang something on a tree. There is no usage of a tree on Shabbos. V'lo yala bi'ilam yibo'odim. Rabbi says, Rashi points out over here. Rashi points out over here, actually, no, not yet. But say, just so you know, me, I'm sure you do know, the issue of using a tree is a concern that maybe you'll come to break off a branch. Breaking off a branch is an av malacha of katsira. Anytime, oker davar mimakom gidulo, anytime you go ahead and you uproot something from the place that it grows, that is an av malacha. Therefore, there is no hishtamshus with the tree on Shabbos. We'll say, this is very, very, very important. Because also, especially someone, this person has little kids. You know, Mom, can't eat trees on Shabbos. Can't climb them, can't sit on them, can't lean against them. There's no ishtamshus with a tree on Shabbos. V'lo yala bi'ilan mi ba'ol yom, because it's great. Can't go up on a tree on Erev Shabbos. Can't climb a tree on Erev Shabbos. V'yeshev sham kol yom kulo. We'll say, now here's what's interesting. Meaning, so let's say I want to go ahead, I want to spend Shabbos, I'm looking to get away for the weekend, I'm going to spend Shabbos in my treehouse. So we'll say, you can't do that either on Shabbos. Because the act of sitting in a tree, even if you went ahead and went up in that tree on Erev Shabbos, that is still usur. Because we'll say the usage of a tree on Shabbos is problematic. So even if you went up on Erev Shabbos and sat in the tree throughout the entirety of Shabbos, that is still problematic. So the Gemara says, "Velo yala be'ilan miba'o yom, v'yesh sham kol yom kulo, echad ilan ve'echad kala behema." Shavuot said, by the way, just as an aside, this is true ultimately again for a tree. This is also true for an animal. Now, why does it bring an animal over here? Because I will say part of the issue with riding an animal on Shabbos is also a concern that halacha lemaaseh may come to break off a branch in order to use it to hit the animal to move faster. So that's why it throws an animal over here. Aval bar siach u'ma'ara v'geder. I will say when it comes to a pit, a cistern, a cave, a wall, or a fence, metapes va'ola metapes viora. Viori. So we'll say, this is very interesting. See, you might have thought that the issue of going ahead and climbing a tree on Shabbos is an issue of tircha. That's what you might have thought. You might have thought that it's an issue, we don't want you climbing our trees on Shabbos, because in general on Shabbos, we don't want you engaging in activities which cause you to exert yourself. To which the Gemara says, that's not the reason. You want to climb into a pit, you want to climb into a cistern, you want to climb a wall, you want to climb a mountain. Whatever you want to climb, you could climb on Shabbos. It might not be the best idea to do on Shabbos, but Lamaisi, you could do it. The issue with the tree, Rav Osei, is the detachment of branches. Take a look at Rashi. Mitapes, it's in the third wide line. So he says, Mitapes viyore, the time alam yishum the tircha. The issue of climbing a tree or utilizing a tree for that matter on Shabbos is not an issue of tircha, of exerting yourself. Ella shelo yitlosh min ha-mechubra m'miskavein. Rather, Rabbi say the issue with the tree is ultimately, again, coming to go ahead and inadvertently coming to go ahead and detach branches. So the Gemara is, metaz olam metapis yora afilo hein mea amos. So we'll say, so again, this is very interesting. You want to climb into a pit, you want to climb a wall, that's 100 amos, you could do that. I will say, again, whether you should do it on Shabbos is a different discussion. But technically speaking, if a person did it, there's no technical injunction against that. There's no prohibition. But yet, climbing a tree, I will say, and it's not just climbing, it's very important. It's climbing a tree, it's utilizing a tree, it's leaning on a tree. All of that is going to be asr on Shabbos. Tani chada, Bosa, listen to this. Bosa, watch this. This is so incredible. This is really great. So we'll say, what happens if a person did climb a tree on Shabbos? I did. I know I shouldn't have, but I did. I climbed the tree on Shabbos. So we'll say, what's talochim? Allah, mutter leirait. So again, one opinion says on Brais, it says, if you go up, fine, you did something asr, but you are allowed to come down. V'tani chada, asr leirait. Second opinion said, if you went up, you are not permitted to come down. So we'll say, so which one is it? Which one is it? So what's the Gemara? Lo kasha, kan mi ba'odyom, kan mi shechashecha. But the Gemara says, not a contradiction. We'll say, it depends when you went up. If you went up before Shabbos, and therefore you didn't do anything prohibited, but you just failed to come down before Shabbos, we let you come down on Shabbos. Other opinions say, as opposed to, if you go up on Shabbos, you did something asr, there's a knas. There's a knas. Ultimately, again, there's a penalty, and you must remain in the tree for the duration of Shabbos. The other possibility is havaha mishachashicha. Both cases are where you went up in the tree on Shabbos itself. V'lo kashya kam b'shogeg kam amazed. And we'll say it's not a contradiction. If you went up b'shogeg, you could come down. If you end up amazed intentionally, you can't come down. V'ibayseim havaha b'shogeg. So other possibility is they're both b'shogeg. I v'hacha b'kansu shogeg atu amazed kamiflagi. And we'll say here's the machlokes. Do we penalize you in a case of shogeg, lest you come to be mazed? Mar savar kansinan. One opinion says, yes, even if you went up a shogeg, we treat you like amazing, you can't come down. Umar savar lo kansinan. And the other opinion ultimately, again, said that we don't knas you, we don't penalize you if you're a shogeg. So we'll say, this is really fascinating. So we'll say, comes along, Rav Huno Bridya Yeshua, and says, in reality, this discussion is a machalik and Rabbosai. Now understand what's happening over here, right? So we'll call him Reuven. Reuven went up on the tree on Shabbos. Let's assume that's the case over here. Let's assume that what we're really looking at over here is that Reuven went up on the tree on Shabbos. So the shaila is he allowed to come down? Rabbosai, understand what the shaila is, right? If you stay in the tree, are you doing something aser? Yes. If you come down from the tree, are you doing something aser? Yes. So this is very interesting. So it's not like the pshat. When you hear this case, sometimes you think, okay, Chazal said stay in the tree, because at least if you stay in the tree, you're not doing anything wrong, right? Your parents said it. It's not true. Either way, you're violating the same rabbinic injunction about utilizing a tree on Shabbos. So it's really quite fascinating. So is it that I'm going ahead and... So again, staying in the tree is aser. Coming down from the tree is aser. So watch, Rav Hunberg Rav Yeshua says, this is part of a much bigger discussion. Watch, this is a fascinating case. Well, so listen to this case. I have sacrificial blood that gets mixed up with other sacrificial blood. So literally what it means is like this. We know that different types of karbanos have different types of blood applications on the Mizbeach. So Rabbosai, for example, so some types of blood have one blood application, some have four blood applications. So Rabbosai, imagine the following situation. I have two karbanos that I offered, and the two bloods get mixed up. But the good news is, both type of sacrificial bloods are the type of bloods that only have one blood application. So Rabbosai, take a look at Rashi. So let's say I'm offering up two bechor animals, so they get mixed with each other. So we'll say Bechor A and Bechor B. The good news is both of them only have one blood application. So what's the halacha? Yidnatnu b'matana achas. No problem. You take the combined blood and you do a blood application. Matan dalid b'matan dal. Yidnatnu b'matan dal. So we'll say so too. If you go ahead and you have two karbanos that get mixed together, and each of them are the type of carbon that has four blood applications. So no problem. What do? You take the combined blood and you do four blood applications. Good. Bosse, what about the following case? Matan arba matan achos. So Bosse, what about the following case? What happens if halacha lemaisa? You have two carbonos that get mixed together. Carbon A is the type of carbon that has one blood application. Carbon B has what? Four blood applications. So Bosse, so now the bloods get mixed together. What do I do? What do I do? So what's this fascinating? Rabbi Lazar Omer, yinasnu b'matan dal. Rabbi Lazar says, do four blood applications. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, yinasnu matan achas. Rabbi Yeshua says, you only have to do one blood application. So what's the machloki? Suppose this is incredible. Omer Rabbi Lazar says, Rabbi Yeshua, how can you only allow one? After all, over Abal Tigra. Both say there's a prohibition not to diminish from the mitzvahs. You know that you have one of the bloods over here has an obligation of four blood applications. Sefer Rabbosai, you can't diminish, so you just have to do four. Amar Rabbi Yoshua, hurry over Abal Tosef. Rabbi Yoshua says, back to Balazar, but 1 second. There's another biblical prohibition. Bal Tosef, you can't add on. So if you can't add on, you know that one of the bloods here only has an obligation of one blood application. How can you apply that four times? To which the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, when do we say ultimately again that Bal Tosef is a problem? Elokishu ba'atzmo. We'll say Bal Tosef would only be a problem if you were to have, let's say, a one application blood by itself and you were to apply that four times. That's Bal Tosef. But when I know that I have these two different types of blood mixed together, the act of applying the mixture four times is not Bal Tosef. Why? Because one of the bloods in that mixture is subject to a four application. So the Gemara says, I'm not sure. Rabbi Shul will say, Lo Namar Bal Tigra, Ela Kishu Ba'asmo. Rabbi Shul will say the same thing. The only time it's prohibited, Rabbi Shul, to quote unquote diminish from a mitzvah is when let's say, again, Rabbi Shul, when you were to have a four application blood by itself and you were only to apply it one time, that would be Bal Tigra. But Allah Chalamai, so now that it's mixed together with another type of blood, there's no Bal Tigra. So we'll say, the Gemara says, Va'od, I'm going to be Yeshua, Kishena Santa Avarta Bal Tosef, Va'asisa Ma'ase Biyadcha. Furthermore, Rabbi Yeshua says like this, Rabbi Yeshua, I'm going to tell you why I hold that in this case, you only apply the blood once. Because ultimately, again, here's why. If you were to apply the blood four times, you are actively adding on to something, right? They both say, here's what I know. I know that halacha lemaisa, one of the bloods in this mixture should only be applied once. When you actively apply it four times, what are you doing? You're actively adding on to the mitzvah. Va'asisa maisa, active. Kishalona sata, however, when you only apply the collective mixture once, avarta baltigra, v'lo asa maisa, although maybe you are diminishing from the mitzvah, you're diminishing from the mitzvah, how about say? In a passive fashion. In a passive fashion, the Gemara said, Rabbi Lazar, Dharma Hasab, Kumas, Rabbi said, now watch this. So therefore, Rabbi say, the Gemara is suggesting that this machlokis is the same machlokis by the tree. So Rabbi say, what's happening over here is as follows. Here's what it comes down to. You have these two different types of sacrificial blood mixed together. One requires one application, one requires four. What should I do? So Rabbi say, now watch what's happening over here. Rabbi Lazar says, apply it four times. Apply it four times, go to the highest common denominator. It's not called Baal Tosif. It's not called Baal Tosif because at the end of the day, Baal Tosif is only if you were to have the one application blood by itself, you were to apply that four times. It doesn't apply to this mixture. Rebbe Lazar's sheet is something different. Rebbe Yeshua says it's a little different. Rebbe Yeshua says, apply it once. What about the fact that it's Baal Tigra? What about the fact that you're diminishing? So Rebbe Lazar will say like this. I'd rather err on the side of caution and be passive than do something active which might be Baal Tosif. You know, you're right. You're right. By only applying one, maybe I'm diminishing the mitzvah. But I'm diminishing the mitzvah in a shevi altas in a passive way rather than adding onto the mitzvah in an active way. And when in doubt, it's better to be passive than active. Rabbi say, watch how this applies to the tree case. Here we go. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar, Damar Hasam Kumase Adif. So according to Rabbi Lazar, who says that in general you should go out and make four blood applications, he says, when in doubt, remedy the situation through dynamic activity. So what would he say if Rabbi say, if you went up on the tree on Shabbos, what should you do? Come down. Get off the tree. Rabbi say, and by the way, there's a logic to it also. Why does it say get off the tree? Well, see, here's the difference also. If you get off the tree, you've violated the rabbinic prohibition by getting down from the tree, but at least you're off. Masha'inkein, if you sit on that tree for the rest of Shabbos Rabosai, you're chayi. In other words, you're in violation every moment you're sitting on the tree. So Elazar would say, remedy the doubtful situation with positive dynamic activity. The Rabbi Yeshua, Damar Hasim, Shevi Atasa Adif, according to Rabbi Yeshua, ultimately, again, Rabbi Yeshua, in the case of the mixed sacrificial bloods, who says passivity is the best way to remedy a situation, he will say, what? Hachanami lo yeirate, stay where you are, stay in the tree. So we'll say, it's really quite fascinating that it turns out whether or not you should come down from the tree on Shabbos is the same machlokes about mixed sacrificial blood. So Rabbi Lazar, who tells me, again, remedy the situation through active dynamic resolution, will say, get down from the tree. Rabbi Yeshua will say that better to go ahead and just kind of keep things status quo, remain as is, passivity is the best. Ultimately, again, stay in the tree. I will say, by the way, it's a fundamental life machlokis as well, that when you are in a difficult situation or a situation of doubt, so what is the best way to remedy doubtful life situations? Is it to go ahead and kind of keep things status quo until you have clarity? In this case, clarity would be Matzah Shabbos, you get down from the tree. Or ultimately, again, no, is it the best thing in life to take decisive, dynamic activity and remedy the doubtful situation now? Even though, again, the dynamic activity may not be 100% correct. I will say it's a fundamental life machlokes. It's by Shabbos, it's by sacrificial blood, and it's by life. The Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, Dumalohi. Maybe not. In other words, maybe the way that you are going ahead and actually looking at this situation is incorrect. Ad kalokam Rabbi Lazar Hasam Kumase Adif Ela Dekavid Mitzvah. So I will say it's different. In the case of the sprinkling of the blood, maybe Rabbi Lazar says that you should go ahead and sprinkle four times because Rabbi Lazar say that's a mitzvah, meaning the active resolution over here is in the performance of a mitzvah. However, Aval Hacha Delo Avid Mitzvah Hachinami Lo Yir. Rabbi Lazar say over here by the tree, maybe Rabbi Lazar would say, no, stay on the tree. Why? We don't want you coming down from the tree. Rabbi Lazar say again, remember, the active sprinkling the blood four times is a Maisa Mitzvah. Maybe that's what Rabbi Lazar says, do something dynamic to remedy the situation. But in the case of the tree, Rabbi Lazar say, just stay in the tree. Furthermore, again, Rabbi Yeshua said, in that case, Rabbi Yeshua said, in the case of sacrificial blood, that Shevi Atasa, passivity is better. and therefore only sprinkle once. Ella delo omid beis. Ella delo ka avri sura. Because Rabbi said there's no isser involved there. And as Rabbi said, the good part about sprinkling once is what Rabbi say. Is everyone agrees you need at least what? You need at least what? One sprinkling of blood. So for sure what you're doing is correct. Aval hacha de ka avid a isura. Rabbi said maybe over here by remaining in the tree, you're committing an isser. Therefore, again, you really should come down from the tree. So therefore, Abosai, the Gemara just suggests that the resolution of this might not be as simple as we thought. So the Gemara says, Tani chada echad ilan lach ve'ech. So Abosai, so therefore, again, that remains machlokes. We're going to see the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in this case. We're going to see it. It's actually quite amazing. But halacha l'maisa, the Gemara doesn't bring halacha l'maisa. The Gemara just brings down its machlokes. You went up on the tree. Whatever the mitzias is, right? Whatever the mitzias is, you went up on the tree. It's shogig, b'mezid, erev Shabbos, not erev Shabbos. We'll see these distinctions. Point is, you're in the tree on Shabbos. Should you come down or not? That's the machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua Belazza says. Well, I shouldn't say that. Not for, possibly those are sure. One opinion says, come down, get off the tree. Other opinion says, no, stay up. We'll see what to do with it. Tani chado. Echad ilan lach ve'echad ilan yavesh. So we'll say, one braisa says that what? The prohibition to utilize a tree on Shabbos applies to both a moist tree and to a dried up tree. V'tanya idach medar murim. Other braisa says, when is there a prohibition of ishtam shuspil using a tree? Balach. Only a tree that's alive, that's moist. Ava biyavish mutter, but if the tree is dried out, then ultimately again it's mutter to use it. Amrav Yehuda lo kasha kan b'she gizel machliv kan b'she en gizel machliv. Also, it depends. Does the trunk regenerate or not? If the trunk regenerates, then that's a living tree and you can't use it on Shabbos. If the trunk doesn't regenerate, then halacha l'maisa that is a dead tree and using it on Shabbos is not a problem. Gizel machliv yavish kari say about. I don't understand. You're going to tell me that if the trunk is regenerates, that's called yavesh. Elokasha can be mosachama, can be mosagishamim. Ultimately, and we'll say one is referring to the winter, one is referring to the summer. We'll say, look at Rashi. Bemosachama yavesh motor deleka filu mishum maras ayin shari nikar lachol shu yavesh enemotzi alin. So we'll say during the summertime, apparently, again, when the tree is dried out, there's no concern about ultimately using it. But Allah Chalaisa, during the winter, when the tree is a bit more vital, and there's a concern about breaking off branches, well, that's when there's a bigger problem. To which the Gemara said, one second, Hanachi Peri, but even during the summertime, I will say, even if the tree is a bit more dried out, aren't you concerned that by using it, you're going to dislodge fruit? But the Leka Peri, there are no fruit on the tree. I have a Hakanachi Kinsi, but you're going to get in dislodging branches. Big Giduda. We'll say a tree that's really just the trunk with no branches. I v'harav ikla v'harav ikla la'af satya v'aser b'gidudah. I but Rav went to the city of Afsatya and he asked them to even use the trunk of a tree, even with no branches. Rav bika matza v'gadar bageder. We'll say Rav ultimately again saw an open valley and he went ahead and he made a fence. Which was another way of saying that Rav, when he went to this city, apparently the people in this city were not very careful with halacha, and therefore halacha l'maisi, he felt that he had to be more machmir on them. Rav will say, just before we go on, let me tell you the rest of this. Let me tell you the resolution. Let's go a little bit weiter. I'll get you the rest. Rav will say, just keep in mind, we don't know. I'm going to tell you before Shabbos what to do about the tree. I don't want you to worry. Okay, so we'll get to halacha, but we'll just cover just a little bit more ground in the time that we have left. So we'll say, so remember, two issues we have outstanding so far. Number one, the halacha l'maisa with roots. What do you do with roots, right? Remember again, we have above gimel, below gimel. What happens if you have a root that it goes above gimel and then into gimel? That's issue number one. Issue number two, what is this? We know trees are usher to use on Shabbos, but if you ended up going up on a tree, what's the halacha with coming down? That still remains. And Rabbi said, number three, what type of tree does this particular issue apply to? Right? What type of tree? So those are three outstanding issues so far. Amar Rami Bar Abba Amar Abbas. So we'll say first wide line, Kuf Amud Beis. Asur li Adam Shehalecha Gabe Asavim B'Shabbos. A person is not permitted to walk upon grass on Shabbos. Mishum Shenemar V'Otz B'Raglayim Chote. So we'll say, the Gemara quoting over here, the pasuk from Mishlei, the pasuk literally means he who walks quickly, right? He who walks quickly with his feet is a sinner. If you look at Rashi, so you see that sometimes there's a type of walking that is sinful. What's the type of walking that could be sinful? So the Gemara suggests, so Rami Bar Abba, so the Ravasi, walking on grass. Why is walking on grass problematic? Because you may come to go ahead and uproot the grass. One opinion says, right? One bride says you can walk on grass on Shabbos. Another opinion says you can't walk on grass on Shabbos. So which one is it? Lokashya, habulachim, habiyaveshim. The Bible says one is talking about moist grass and one is talking about dried grass. So we'll say, if you look at Rashi, lochim, aser dahavei toli sheveshik lush, we'll say dried grass, which is dead grass, is already considered to be detached. And therefore, the act of walking through that grass is not problematic, even if you uproot it. Moist grass is alive and vital, and the act of uprooting that would be problematic on Shabbos. So the Gemara said, I say, another possibility is, hava habalochim, both could be dealing with moist grass, for lokashya, can be mosachama, can be mosagisham. Both said, very interesting. When is there a problem to walk through grass? In the summertime. Both said, interestingly enough, in the summertime, apparently, again, when you dislodge grass, you also dislodge the seed, the grass seed. That ultimately, again, would result in planting. Say, when can't you walk through grass at Shabbos? That's during the summer. But during the winter, when there is no release of grass seed, it's not the problem. The Ibaiz. Another possibility is, both are talking about the summertime. I'll say, what does it depend on? If you are wearing shoes. If you're wearing shoes, you can walk through grass. But if you're not wearing shoes, you can't walk through grass. Why? Because ultimately, again, the grass will be caught, get caught in between your toes. And therefore, you will come to go ahead and uproot the grass on Shabbos. To which the Gemara says, Zibai, so another possibility is, so both can be talking about a case where you're wearing shoes. But okay, no contradiction. Both say it depends. Do the shoes themselves have ukte? So I say ukte is almost like, for lack of a better term, it's like cleats. Right, so sometimes their shoes would have like these, I don't know what the right term for it is. It's not really clear. Like grips on the bottom of it. So what's the problem, of course, with these kinds of shoes is that halacha l'maaseh, they would uproot grass. So if your shoes have a flat sole, it's not a problem. But if they have like cleats on the bottom, it's problematic. So the Gemara says, V'ibay say, mahaba ha'deis be'kukteh, ha'deis le'sircha, ha'deles be'sircha. But say, the other possibility is, what it could even be in the case of cleats. But so when is it problematic? But say ultimately, again, in long grass, that's what you can't walk through on Shabbos with shoes with cleats. Because then again, you'll uproot the grass. But on shorter grass, there's no concern that you will come to uproot the grass. Rabbi say, and what's the resolution to this? Rabbi say, now that we pass on like Rabbi Shimon, back to our Shabbos days, what's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon holds davar shenu miskaven is mutter. That's what? It will say, if you do an act on Shabbos and you don't have intention for malacha, but malacha results, you are not chayiv for that on Shabbos. If Rabbi say, halacha l'maaseh on Shabbos, we do walk through grass. I walk through grass with shoes. I walk through grass without shoes. Right? Why? I am my uproot grass. It's not my intention. Rabbi Shimon holds the davar shenu miskaven. An unintended malacha is mutter. Rabbi say, obviously, again, this presupposes we're not talking about a psik reisha. Right, the psik reisha is a case where malacha will definitely occur. Any situation where malacha will definitely occur, even Reb Shimon holds, is aser. But at least in the case of a psik reisha, halacha lemaisa, Reb Shimon will say that it's mutter. Therefore, I will say ultimately again, in these circumstances, so halacha lemaisa, we paskin that Reb Shimon will hold, or Reb Shimon will hold that halacha lemaisa, it is mutter. Therefore, again, no problem with walking through grass. We'll stop over here for today. We have a lot to do tomorrow. The good news is the last staff of Erevin is only in Amud Aleph. But I'll use just the remaining minute I have to talk to you just to close up the sugya regarding going up the tree on Shabbos. So I will say, see here. Here, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, this is in Shin Lamed Vav Aleph. So in Shin Lamed Vav Aleph, Shulchan Aruch says as follows, Ein Olin, here Bo say, now you'll get at least the tree halacha. Ein Olin be'ilan bein lach bein yavish. Bo say, you can't go up a tree on Shabbos, whether it's literally moist or dry. In other words, whether the tree is alive or dead, you can't go up on Shabbos. Vein nitlin bo, you can't hang anything on it. M'shtam shin b'mechubar l'karki, you can't use anything attached to the ground. So the Gemara says, Gzeira shem yala b'yitlosh. Again, out of a concern that you may come and detach branches. Allah b'ilan b'shabbos. We'll say, here's the case. What happens if you did go up on the tree on Shabbos? You went up on Shabbos. You weren't allowed to, but you did. B'shogeg mutar leireid. If you went up b'shogeg, it was in b'shogeg. B'shogeg means you didn't know it was asr on Shabbos, or you didn't realize it was a tree. You thought you were going up to your bedroom, whatever the mitzvah is, right? B'shogeg, you went up the tree b'shogeg, then what's talocha? Mutar leireid. You're permitted to come down. B'mezid, We'll say if you intentionally climbed the tree on Shabbos, aser leireid. The halacha of the Shulchan Aruch paskins, if you went ahead and you climbed the tree, you violated Shabbos, d'rabbanan, the knas is you are not permitted to go ahead and come down from that tree. You must spend the duration of Shabbos in that tree. V'im alami ba'od yom, but if you went up on Erev Shabbos, b'chol gavna mutar leireid mechashecha. We'll say if you went up on Erev Shabbos, therefore again, you didn't really do something prohibited by going up on Erev Shabbos, you are permitted to go ahead and come back down. So this, again, the Mechaber goes on and he qualifies that. So we'll say, so it's the same idea, by the way, that if you place an object on a tree Erev Shabbos, you cannot take that object off on Shabbos. Therefore, we'll say, you can't lean on a tree, you can't sit on a tree, you can't hang something on a tree, you can't go ahead and climb the tree. If you climbed the tree on Shabbos, b'shogeg, you could come back down. Amazed the knas is that you remain on it for the duration of Shabbos. Shkayach was, we'll stop over here. Meretz Hashem, we have a lot to do tomorrow as well.